Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown for the companies moving the market. I'm Alex, joined as always by Jordan. Today we're diving into ExxonMobil's second quarter 2026 results, and this one's a doozy because the backdrop was serious geopolitical disruption. Before we get into it, this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Yeah, so let's set the scene. This quarter played out against the Middle East conflict, which knocked out roughly 10% of Exxon's upstream production. That's a huge hit operationally.
Right, but here's the headline. Despite losing a tenth of their production, Exxon still posted $14.5 billion in earnings and $23.6 billion in cash flow from operations. That's industry-leading, disruption or not.
It really speaks to the diversification strategy. Outside the Middle East, upstream production actually hit its highest level in over two decades. And chemical margins jumped about 180% quarter over quarter because their North American plants stepped in to cover the supply shortfall.
Let's talk Guyana, because this was the star of the Q&A. Production hit about 900,000 barrels a day gross, a fifth FPSO, that's a floating production vessel, set sail in June, and there's already talk of a ninth one being evaluated.
The really interesting nugget is what CFO Neil Hansen called an inflection point. Exxon has now recovered its full $55 billion investment in Guyana almost 2 years ahead of schedule. Under the contract structure, once you hit that recovery cap, more of the revenue flows straight to free cash flow instead of being funneled back into cost recovery.
So less volume growth going forward, but way more cash hitting the bottom line.
Exactly. Management was clear multiple times. This is about value, not volume. They're projecting free cash flow from Guyana to roughly double by 2030 compared to 2025.
Now, refining, this is where it got really interesting given the Strait of Hormuz situation. CEO Darren Woods pointed out there's about 3 million barrels a day of refining capacity offline globally right now between the Strait closure, China halting exports, and Ukraine strikes on Russian refineries.
And Exxon's positioned well for that because of a decade of portfolio high grading. They shed weaker refineries and invested in the strong ones. Their Gulf Coast operations ran at over 95% reliability this quarter and delivered record second quarter diesel production.
One analyst pushed back a bit, though, noting refining earnings looked softer than some peers expected. Management chalked that up to volatility, making margins hard to model in the moment, not any underlying operational issue.
Specialty products was actually a quiet standout. Record quarterly and first half earnings. Best ever base stock margins. Their integrated value chain let them pivot around the crude supply disruptions better than competitors.
There is also a notable corporate move. Exxon officially redomiciled from New Jersey to Texas on July 1st, aligning their legal home with where they've actually operated for decades. Shareholders overwhelmingly approved it.
And don't sleep on a cost story. Structural cost savings are now at $16.3 billion cumulative since 2019, on track for $20 billion by 2030. They're basically holding cash costs flat year over year despite inflation and continued growth spending. That's the discipline that's funded all this shareholder return.
Speaking of which, over $9 billion returned to shareholders this quarter through dividends and buybacks, plus more than $7 billion knocked off net debt. Balance sheet remains one of the strongest in the industry.
On the geopolitical side, Woods was candid that he can't predict when the Strait of Hormuz situation resolves, but he framed Exxon as built to weather it, pointing to their work with Qatar Energy on repairing damaged LNG trains as an example of playing the long game with partners.
There was also a European windfall tax question that got Woods pretty fired up. He argued penalizing refiners for high margins during a supply shortage discourages the investment that would actually fix the shortage. Strong opinions there.
For investors, the through line this quarter is resilience through diversification, geographic across business lines, and now increasingly through operational technology, like the AI-assisted exploration work that's already identified four new prospects in Guyana.
And the Permian keeps grinding out records, too. 1.8 million barrels of oil equivalent per day, with new completion technology continuing to improve recovery per well.
Everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Looking ahead, keep an eye on the Guyana Phase 9 FID decision, how the Qatar LNG repairs progress, and whether refining margins hold up as the Strait situation evolves. Exxon's September Global Energy Outlook report should also give us a longer lens on all of this.
Should be a lot to unpack. Thanks for tuning in to Beta Finch.
We'll see you next quarter.